I am calling this meeting of the Madison Police and Fire Commission to order. It is January 13th, 2025. Present are myself, President William Greer, Commissioner Mary Schoaf, Commissioner Kevin Gundlach, Commissioner Veronica Figueroa Velez. So we have a quorum. And I will begin the meeting with a consideration of the December 9th, 2024 meeting minutes. If people have had a chance to review those minutes, I would entertain a motion to approve.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we approve the minutes of the December 9th meeting. Is there any further discussion? Welcome, Commissioner Budge. Hearing no further discussion on the December 9th meeting minutes, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. Michael, do we have any public comment this evening?
There are no registrants for public comment.
Thank you. Are there any disclosures or recusals from any of the commissioners? Hearing none. We will proceed to the fire department discussion items. Do we have a representative from the department with us?
Yeah, good evening, President Greer. Are you all able to hear me okay?
I can hear you, Assistant Chief.
Great.
Please,
It's
please
good
go
to see
ahead.
you all again. Assistant Chief Scott Bavery from MFD. Along with me today, tonight is the Fire Chief Chris Carbon. I'll dive right into it. We do have an action item on the agenda. Chief Carbon is introducing the following names for promotional consideration to the rank of lieutenant from their successful placement onto the promotional list. Pending approval from the Police and Fire Commission tonight, the members listed below will be subject to normal probationary period of 1 year pursuant to State Statute 62.13, Section 4, Paragraph A. Personnel file review was completed by Commissioner Zur Budge Hart on December 11th of 2024, and pending approval tonight, promotions will be effective January 19th of 2025. The six individuals that were successful in the process, I will name off now: firefighter Robert Luling, apparatus engineer Derek Brown, firefighter Peter Friedrichs, firefighter paramedic Laura Prom, firefighter paramedic Jacob Keene, and apparatus engineer Robert O'Hagan.
Thank you, Assistant Chief Bavery. We will take this matter up in closed session and report back out. Your next item.
Moving forward, just a quick update on the Recruit Academy, the 2025 Recruit Academy. I know we've talked about it in the past. Just want to let you know again, all 30 recruits showed up on Monday, January 6, 2025. We're excited to see them all arrive and with the excitement of starting a new career here with Madison Fire. And again, just a reminder that graduation date of June 6 of 2025. So just more of an awareness.
Thank you.
Just that time of year, we also have some retirements, and we have some coming that I'll mention at the next meeting as well. But those that have recently retired, I'd love to name off their names after successful careers. Firefighter Stephen Gross, he retired January 7th of 2025. His date of hire was October 16th of 2000. We also had Lieutenant David Blocker. also retired on January 7th of 2025. Lieutenant's date of hire was October 15th of 2001. Lieutenant Paul Mason retired also on January 7th of 2025. Lieutenant Mason's hire date was September 6th of 1996. We also had Lieutenant Tim Hagen, who retired on January 7th of 2025. Lieutenant's date of hire was June 1st of 1999. We had apparatus engineer Craig Jones that retired on January 7th of 2025 with a start date of February 21st of 2000. And we had Lieutenant Rob Reddy retire on January 5th of 2025 with a hire date of October 9th, 1995. And then finally, we had a firefighter paramedic, Todd Crowley, who retired on January 5th of 2025 with a hire date of November 16th of 1998.
Please extend our congratulations and our appreciation to those retirees. Very grateful for the service.
I appreciate that, and I will do so. And then finally, just an update on some open investigations involving some potential violations that we've been working on. There's four of them currently. The first two are actually are pretty much identical, but I'll read through them both. They affected MFD policy 11.13, which is lateness for work. Also MFD rule 39, which states basically strictly to be on time to the minute. And again, the second violation was that, or second investigation was that same exact type of policies, MFD policy 11.13, lateness for work, MFD rule 39, strictly to be on time to the minute. The third one that's still open potentially violated MFD rule 18, which basically states members must not neglect their duty and shall hold themselves in readiness at all times to answer the calls. Rule 25 members, MFD Rule 25 members shall devote their time and attention to business of the department and city when on duty. And finally, that one is also potentially an APM 2-33 violation, which employees will meet performance expectations. The fourth one that's still open is an MFD Rule 18 possible violation, where members shall be courteous and considerate, refrain from disparaging communication, and also potential APM violation of 2.33, which is being courteous and respectful to coworkers. And we do have one individual that was given a recent suspension, which we did, I believe the fire chief actually reached out to the PFC to give notification on that. And that really, unless there's any questions, that really finalized my discussion points for today on the agenda.
Any questions of the assistant chief? Hearing none, thank you very much. We will report later on the proposed promotions. Are we ready to move on to the police department discussion items? And is there a representative of the department here?
I am here.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Is it Captain Drescher?
You got it. Yep.
Welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
I'm assuming you heard our introductions at the beginning of the meeting. If not, I'm William Greer, the president. We have Commissioner Azure Fudge Hart, Commissioner Veronica Figueroa Velez, Commissioner Mary Schulf, and Commissioner Kevin Gunlock. So we have a full panel here this evening.
Wonderful.
And we're ready to hear your report.
Absolutely.
President Greer, before we jump in with Captain Drescher, and I apologize, Captain Drescher. The first item that we have is the consideration regarding appointment of a department officer to act temporarily as chief until such time as we make a permanent appointment. We do have Assistant Chief John Patterson available. He did indicate he may not be able to appear on camera. As you may have heard, there was a significant incident today, and he is kind of in the process of working through that. But he is on. He just may not have his camera on.
Thank you. We have received a copy of Assistant Chief Patterson's resume. And we have received letters from Assistant Chief Valenta and Assistant Chief Matt Tai, indicating that they are not interested in assuming the acting position at this time and giving their full support to Assistant Chief Patterson. Are there any other items that the board needs to review?
Just a couple of other things I would mention, President Greer. Chief Barnes has also recommended Assistant Chief Patterson for this role. And we also received just prior to the meeting today, public comment from an organization in the area that also supports Assistant Chief Patterson for this role. And then I also wanted to just give the pertinent language from the PFC rules, which indicates that if a vacancy in the position of chief occurs, the board shall promptly designate a department officer to act as chief during the pendency of the appointment process. So that is our applicable rule.
Thank you, Jenna. Does anyone feel the need to continue a discussion of this item in closed session? I see no hands. Veronica, were you indicating?
I don't think that there's anything else to discuss. Sounds like others are supporting the appointment here, so.
Yeah, I agree. If not, I would entertain a motion to appoint Assistant Chief John Patterson to the position of interim chief until such time a permanent chief can be hired by the board and the city. Is there a second?
I'll second the motion.
The motion has been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. The motion carries. Thank you. So, Captain Drescher, we're back to you.
All right, sounds good.
And congratulations, congratulations, Acting Chief Patterson.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And if
thank you so much.
Oh, go ahead, John.
No, I apologize. I can't be on camera right now, and I thank you all for your support and for your vote. And I look forward and humbled by this next chapter in my service. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for taking the challenge.
Captain Drescher.
All right. So with everything going on, Tim was going to try to be here tonight. He's not here to help guide me. So if I go out of order or I'm not giving you what you want or saying too much, just please let me know as I'm kind of learning as we go here. So for item number 7, preliminary recommendation of the chief police regarding the promotions and then scheduling of the personnel file reviews, we have two interim approval for promoted positions, which includes Sergeant Liv Nowitzki to the rank of lieutenant. That is effective 3/16, as well as Lucas Hale, promoted from the rank of officer to the rank of sergeant, also promoted on the 16th of March. And then the file review candidates, it's just going to be Tyler Hess, whose current rank is police officer, and his rank will be now detective, and that'll be effective 2-2. So I believe that is the only file review.
Okay. We will take that under consideration in closed session.
Sounds good.
President Greer?
Yes.
Do we need to assign someone to do those two file reviews?
We do indeed. Is there a volunteer?
I can take those. I haven't done those in a while, so I can take those.
Thank you, Commissioner. So you'll be in touch with Alyssa?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Up next is consideration for the final recommendation following the successful completion of probationary status. And we have two officers, Kyle Walling and Jacob Voigt. They were initially extended, I believe, due to military status. And then promotions, Jason Baumgart to sergeant, Kellen Zick to detective, Dan Fry to sergeant, Brad Frias to detective, Ruben Gonzalez to detective, Alexa Graham to detective, Pam Holson to investigator, Ashley Knapp to detective, Jared Laporta to detective, and Justice Soka to sergeant. And their off probation dates start from next week up until the 4th of February.
Have commissioners received this list? I have it. Is there a motion to approve the final recommendations?
I'll do it.
Mary?
I would move approval of the police department's, the chief's final recommendation for the completion of the probationary period for all the individuals as just stated by the captain and also listed in our agenda with their effective dates.
Second.
We moved and seconded that we approve the motion before us. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. The motion carries.
Okay, excellent. Up next, we only have one acting position at this time. It's Corey Rondorf for detective. She's currently a police officer. So that's our only acting positions update. And then we did have one resignation. Go ahead.
Can you repeat that because you got cut off? So I didn't hear what you said.
You're kind of breaking up, Captain, a little bit.
I can try a different microphone, or can you hear me better now?
I can hear you, yeah.
Okay. So we just have one acting position at this point in time. So it's Detective Corey Rondorf, and she is acting as a detective. She's currently at the rank of police officer. So that is our only acting status at this time. And we have one resignation, and that's Officer Isabel Yonke. She started just in May of 2022, but she resigned effective the 9th of this month.
Any questions of the captain?
And then we submitted a consideration and potential action on 29 additional candidates to be added to our eligibility list. That was included in the packet, but I'm happy to go over any of the numbers.
Did people receive that list as well? I have it.
Yes.
Along with photographs. Any questions regarding these candidates from any of the commissioners? I see there's a Greer among them.
There is.
I'm sure he'll be excellent. No relations.
I was wondering when I went through the list. All right, and then finally, the disciplinary status update.
We need a motion?
Oh, sorry. I apologize.
To approve the eligibility list?
Yes.
Is there a motion?
Motion to approve the eligibility list.
Is there a second?
I'll second them. No.
Been moved and seconded that we approve the 29 person eligibility list presented to us in our packet. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. The motion carries.
Right. And then Captain? Finally, for the disciplinary matters, we have one that's ongoing and open. It's a carryover from before. It's the matter regarding untruthfulness, code of conduct. It was reported September 26th of 2024, and it's allegations that an officer told their supervisor they contacted another officer to request prescribed additional instruction. The supervisor reported the officer did not communicate with the training officer as reported. And that is a carryover.
Thank you. Anything else?
That is all I have.
Thank you, Captain. Contemplated closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 19.85 sub 1 sub C to discuss and take action, if appropriate, regarding employment, promotion, compensation, or performance evaluation data of any public employee over which the governmental body has jurisdiction or exercises responsibility. Specifically, preliminary recommendation of the fire chief for promotion of the following candidates and report on personnel file reviews. Firefighter Robert Luling to lieutenant effective 1/19/25. Apparatus engineer Derek Brown to lieutenant effective 1/19/25. Firefighter Peter Fredericks to lieutenant effective 1/19/25. Firefighter paramedic Laura Prom to lieutenant effective 1/19/25. Firefighter paramedic Jacob Kune to lieutenant effective 1/19/25. And apparatus engineer Robert O'Hagan to lieutenant effective 1/19/25. And preliminary recommendation of the police chief for promotion of the following candidates and report. Police officer Tyler Hess to detective effective 2/2/25. I would entertain a motion to move into closed session to discuss these items.
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded that we move into closed session. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. The motion carries.
Just a bit of housekeeping. Everyone who's not a commissioner will be placed into the waiting room. And we will readmit you when they reconvene into open session.
Thank you, Michael.
That looks like everyone. I'm going to make Jenna the host so that you
Thank
can
you.
Dump me in the waiting room. Oh, and I better stop the recording before I do that.
Mike, I just made you host again, and the motion to come out of closed session was made by Commissioner Gunlock, seconded by Commissioner Schaaf, and was unanimous.
Right.
Are we recording, Mike?
We are recording, yes.
Okay. At this time, I would entertain a motion regarding promotions.
Thank you, Commissioner President Greer. I would like to Move per the recommendations of Fire Chief Carbon for the promotions for firefighter Robert Lewing to lieutenant effective 1/19/25, apparatus engineer Derek Brown to lieutenant effective 1/19/2025, firefighter paramedic Laura Prom to lieutenant effective 1/19/2025. Firefighter paramedic Jacob Kuhn to lieutenant effective 1/19/2025, and apparatus engineer Robert O'Hagan to lieutenant effective 1/19/2025.
Is there a second?
Second.
It has been moved and seconded that we approve the fire chief's recommendation for the promotions as stated. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed say no. The motion carries. Is there another motion?
Yes, sir. I'd also like to move that we postpone consideration of firefighter Friedrichs until his promotion to lieutenant until our next regular business meeting in February 2025 of the PSC.
Is there a second?
Second.
Been moved and seconded that we postpone the consideration of firefighter Peter Frederick's promotion until the next formal meeting of the PFC. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. The motion carries. Is there another motion?
Yes, I have. Would like to make a motion in regards to the police chief's promotion of Officer Tyler Hess to detective effective 2/2/25 to approve that.
Is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the police chief's recommendation for the promotion of police officer Tyler Hess to detective effective 2/2/2025. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed say no. The motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Would you like to make that motion, Chair?
I would. I move that this meeting of the wonderful Police and Fire Commission of Madison be adjourned.
Second.
It's seconded. Moved and seconded that the meeting be adjourned. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say no. The motion carries. Thank you, everyone. Take care.
You
too. Bye.
Service.
Thank you. Bye-bye.